Now, returning to our earlier story, foul weather is absolutely pounding parts of the Motu. Hundreds of homes have been evacuated in Nelson. Sodden hills have given way, and the Matai River bursting its banks has caused significant damage. Well, joining us now is Nelson Mayor Rachel Reese. Rachel, you must be thinking enough already, eh?
Well, kia ora, listen. I absolutely am. Our rohe has been pummeled, and look, the weather forecast in this case is absolutely on time. 5 o'clock, the clouds just opened again with more rain. It's very, very wet.
Yeah, so you are expecting more trouble, like, pretty much right about now.
Yeah, we are, and it's heavy rain. You probably can't hear it, but I can hear it on my roof. I've made it home now from the Emergency Operations Centre, and I'm doing what I want people to do around the city. I want them to go home and stay home tonight. It's going to be a very wet night and more slips coming down. So please get off those roads, get home, stay safe. It's been an incredibly challenging few days, Lisa, and we're not out of it yet. Look, we're working 24/7, doing everything we can, but it just wasn't safe to put people back in their homes tonight. It's hard being evacuated, but tonight wouldn't be the right time to go home.
Rachel, what is the extent of the damage to those properties that people had to get out of?
It varies. So some have been assessed and they'll be fine. Some have got some damage. And really sadly, Lisa, some of those homes, people won't be going back to them because they have been essentially red stickered, and that's a sort of term that we kind of understand in New Zealand. They're just too badly damaged. It's incredibly sad. And they're throughout the city. There isn't a part of the city that hasn't been hit with flooding or slips, landslides. It's quite devastating.
Do you know exactly how many houses, Rachel, are basically uninhabitable, will need to be abandoned?
Look, we don't have that number yet, Lisa, and I just don't want to speculate because, you know, if I give you a low number and then we get to the next pocket that haven't been assessed and it jumps up, it just doesn't feel fair. We're working as fast as we can to do those assessments. And, you know, we've got to get that information out to the property owners as soon as we can. It's not an easy system because as fast as we're assessing homes, new homes, as in last night, we had to put new homes in the list as people were evacuated through the middle of the night. And I hope that's not going to happen tonight. But realistically, the rain is coming down and we still have significant risk.
Rachel, I'm sure your district is like every other place in this country. There's a shortage of housing, right? So if this is a situation where there are tens, if not hundreds of people who are unable to return to their homes on a permanent basis, what happens? Where do they go? What's the answer?
Well, I think one of the really positive things is that we have had, you know, let's say 1,200 people evacuated, and that's from where we've asked for evacuations. We've had set up a welfare centre, and we've had some people in there, but actually not that many. Most of those people have gone to friends and whānau, so huge community reach out to support people. But long term, that isn't a solution, and that's where we're going to have to assess the challenge. You know, we talk about the impact on, you know, council infrastructure, but this is very much an impact on people's lives, their homes, their families.
Thank you so much for joining us, Rachel. All the best. That is Nelson Mayor Rachel Reese there, who says the rain is still pelting down at the moment and hundreds of people have been forced to get out of their homes.